Hello, podcast enthusiasts. It's Jim Jaquetta, co-founder and CTO of Vidovation. Thanks for tuning in. I've got an exclusive treat for you, my wireless experts checklist. Please text the word podcast to 949-755-8881 to grab it and open the door to some engaging conversations. Again, text the word podcast to 949-755-8881. I look forward to chatting with you and sharing valuable production and broadcast insights. Don't forget to hit subscribe or follow to catch all future episodes. Your feedback is gold. Please leave a review and shape the future of this podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jim Jaquetta, CTO and co-founder of Vidovation. I have a very special guest, my good friend, Neil Matursky. He's sales and business manager for U.S. operations for one of our top partners, AVIWEST. AVIWEST specializes in bonded cellular and IP transport and field encoders. So today we're going to talk about streaming and broadcasting live from anywhere, using a new solution or a new offer from AVIWEST called Be On Air. So welcome, Neil. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
So I got a little promo video on the Be On Air. Let me roll that.
I am passionate. I create amazing content. I am agile. I'm not weighed down with bulky equipment. I'm an expert. I'm connected. I'm here. I'm there. I am where things happen. I'm everywhere. I'm in the cloud. I am a one-person content provider. I am efficient. I am ready to broadcast from anywhere. I am on all social networks. I am on all streaming platforms. I'm in the game. The solution is you. Be on air.
So let me see this. Let me bring the screen back. There we go. All right. So maybe, Neil, before we get started, why don't you tell everyone, some of our listeners probably know who you are, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing at AVIWEST and, you know, some of the things on the horizon that you're implementing at AVIWEST.
Yeah, my as to my background, you know, as you know, Jim, I can't say any of the names of attendees. You never know, I might know somebody, right? There's only 300 people in this entire, you know, in the core broadcast business. But even though what we're here to talk about isn't really quite core, it's the extension of that. But yeah, I've been around. I should have gray hair and look a lot older than Jim. A lot of years, and you know, I started as a maintenance guy and everything up through broadcast engineering management. News, production, different things. And probably about 12 years ago, for the first time, I stepped to what we used to call the dark side, you know, with sales and manufacturing, and got in with was in the early days of bonded cellular. In fact, we had been testing, really early days at the station, one of my techs. We were playing and had always played with, transmitting over the cellular networks that were available. And got away from bonded cellular for a while and stepped back in October with AVIWEST. AVIWEST is a French company out of Western France. AVIWEST actually stands for Audio Video West of France. Go figure, you know. I know other company names that, you know, where they come from, it's like, really? But anyway. So, you know, came on board. Our core business has always been has traditionally been the European and Middle Eastern news market, which is where, you know, everybody in bonded cellular first, it was the first application was news. And, you know, we did not have a big presence. Jim with Vidovation was the company presence, came on about 4 years ago and did a lot in branding himself and our products and bringing solutions, you know, for different applications. And one of the things I just find really interesting is, you know, I feel that what we're here really to talk about in the niche of the Beyond Air is an interesting evolution of the beginning of, you know, being able to have, citizen journalists, you know, or citizen contribution, right? You know, from the days where the concept of putting a box on a camera and going live anywhere for a broadcaster was like still dream world. And here we are with all different levels of people contributing news, making money on their own channels for, you know, cooking, whatever, and all across the board in a wide range. And there's a lot of different solutions and applications there, but the Beyond Air, you know, there's a market and a need now for, you know, people who in those different various markets that I just, you know, mentioned in use cases that, you know, need a better, higher quality, more reliable, but really a performance level solution at an affordable cost. Right. And, you know, that's kind of what the Beyond Air is in a nutshell.
Yeah. My takeaway too is that we're, as you say, Neil, the citizen journalist, we're not only giving them the ability to stream or broadcast live from anywhere, we're giving them a broadcast solution to do that. And it's, and as we'll discuss, you'll find out that it's very affordable.
Right. So, and with the transitioning of that broadcast level away from the citizen journalist to the citizen broadcaster. Because that's really some of what we're talking about, right? There's so many different use cases, as we'll probably touch on a few.
Very good. All right, let's see. Here we go.
So the, you know, the overall concept, I'll jump into the slide, you know, the slide deck. Beyond Air, you know, the concept is boost your audience or create an audience. Transmit high quality from anywhere. You know, it's real easy to do it when you're sitting at your desk. But you know, if there are times where the need is to go mobile, or if the need is strictly mobile, it's a great solution to, you know, be able to transmit from literally any place you have cellular coverage. Next slide.
Yeah, the slides are a little laggy. Hold on. There we go. So this breaks it down. Now you can describe the pieces of the Beyond Air solution. Here you go.
Yeah, it's a little slow coming up. So what Beyond Air provides is, first, and one of the differentiators is our Air 220 transmitter. It's small, mobile, but unlike, again, some of the other streaming products on the, you know, from the citizen journalist side, shall we say, it's extremely robust. If you hold it in your hands, it's like, hey, this is a real piece of gear. I can drop this. It's going to last me a long time and work a long time. You know, it's an HEVC with 4 SIM cards. And it's a really robust, high quality video device. With that, and this is one, we have people doing a whole lot with phone apps. Especially during the COVID world of Remy production and Remy monitoring of live production, you know, things. But it also, it comes with the, besides the Air, in addition to the Air 220, our Mojo Pro app, which is extremely powerful. We just rolled it out for Android. It's not as rich a feature set on Android and limited to a, you know, specific set of Android phones. On the Apple iPhone, it's full functioning and extremely robust. It makes a great picture, and as I said, it's extremely robust.
I should add the Air 220 is H.264 AVC. We do have an HEVC model, but that's not part of the Be On Air offer. This is a broadcast quality device, but I just want to make that distinction. It's H.264. So then here's the description.
Right. So that's the encoder side, the contribution side. Phone app, you know, real easy to use. Just, you know, open it. It'll do. We'll get into the features that it'll do in a few of the next slides. But so phone app and both of those transmit using our SST technology, the bonded algorithms, extremely powerful algorithms over, you know, we can aggregate any network, cellular, Wi-Fi, Ethernet, everything, all of them combined. And then on the receive side, we have a Be On Air Cloud transceiver. And it comes with one input for, so you can use either or of your field devices, one input and five streaming outputs that can be used, you know, for HLS, RT, SRT, or, you know, RTSP to Facebook, YouTube, any place simultaneously, or, you know, you can easily do, you know, an SRT feed back to an IRD receiver and, you know, receive it as an SDI signal as well. Well, you can distribute it to broadcasters, YouTube, wherever you need to go, to yourself to monitor.
You mentioned yesterday, Neil, when we were talking that, you know, this could be like a freelance ENG or videographer, and using the SRT format, like you said, you could hit a decoder or an IRD at any broadcast facility that will take an SRT. That's an open standard. But then also the SST there, you know, the local broadcaster could have an Abbey West broadcast receiver with a physical receiver with SDI output, and you could also hit that as well, correct?
No, that actually you cannot. That's one of the limitations.
Oh, that is a limitation. Okay. You'd have to buy the broadcast version of the cloud.
No. Well, yes. That would be the next level up from that. That's not available with Be On Air. But as you said, you can easily feed any broadcaster. So you just have, you know, the stream out and they can bring it in through an IRD.
Or, and you know, most decoders support SRT.
Yes, extremely common, more common. And yeah, so, you know, it's 2-time award winning so far, bonding technology, and it's extremely robust. And that is one of the differences is, you know, we we've always delivered high performance, high end broadcast. And so we're with the Be On Air, we're trying to scale that level of performance and delivery down to a more affordable price point for, you know, for citizen journalists, for, you know, journalist groups. And I keep saying journalists, but to me, so many of the people, again, that are using this are not journalists.
Right.
YouTube contributors. And as I said, you know, what I really find interesting is, you know, the customers using this for, you know, for effectively remoting the video assist on the film shoot to their house, you know, and multiple directors watching at the same time, right? So, you know, three right. production executives watching, you know, an interview or something going down.
I should also add too that the SST or the bonding capability is included. There's no extra fee for that. A lot of the other solutions out there are either running on a single connection or you have to pay extra for the broadcast quality bonding capability. So as Neil mentioned, you know, we can bond two cellular connections, a Wi-Fi connection and a LAN connection. So we can have up to four connections bonded together for reliable transport.
And so this, you know, these are the two pieces, what they look like, you know, some different applications. As you know, the picture is probably a little bit too small, but it's a, you know, you hold it in your hand. It's what, 4 by 5.5, I believe, by, you know, 2 inches. Really robust, comes with a pouch, HDMI, what, IN, SDI in for, excuse me, for the air, You know, and then the iPhone app.
Right. One thing that impressed me, you know, working with AVIWEST for more than 5 years is the robustness of the packaging. You know, this is a very economical offering here, but this is an extruded piece of aluminum. It's very robust. There's rubber bezels, so if you drop the unit on its face, it's not going to smash and fall apart. It is very, very durable. This will be a good, you know, the ROI on your investment is going to be 5, maybe even 10 years. That this thing will run forever. It's really solid.
So those two form factors, this is, you know, I know you were trying to jump into features. You love talking about features and you know, the interfaces. But you know, it's a very well planned interface. This does not show the rubber. We've got, you know, nice weatherized covers to all of this. And in fact, you almost have to look carefully on which side to open it. But it's very well sealed. HDMI in and out, SDI in and out, loop through. One of the things that we also offer is analog audio input. So you have the choice of embedded and analog or analog. Audio, it's got a good feel to it. The knobs are all secure. The HDMI ends are screwed down. You know, it's not going to pop out, things like that. The SIM slots. And one of the things that's really interesting about this unit is it's a two modem unit, two internal modems, but you can run it with two external modems for four modems, total of four modems. And they come without these USB ports on the side and lay in the pouch, you know, a neat little configuration with the four modems. But with the internal modems, with two modems, there are actually four SIM slots, two slots per modem. So you can actually configure it where, say, you have a, you know, slot one for you're using a Verizon and an AT&T. And then you can have a AT&T in the other Verizon slot and go both AT&T if, you know, coverage for AT&T is really good. And it's, you know, not as good for Verizon, or you can have a T-Mobile in there and things like that. So you have some options and you can very easily and quickly, you know, select which one you want.
If customers buy a data package from Vitovation, usually what we do, there's an A and B slot for each modem, as Neil stated. On the two A slots, you know, the primary slots, we'll put Verizon and AT&T because they're usually the stronger networks. Then in the secondary slot, we'll put like T-Mobile and Sprint. Maybe now that Sprint is merging with T-Mobile, maybe we'll put another Verizon SIM. So what happens is when the unit boots up, it looks at the primary SIM first to see, okay, is there Verizon available? Yes, it connects. Boots up, oh, there's no AT&T struggling, it's not connecting. It'll switch to the secondary SIM automatically, which is very cool. So even though you only have two modems, theoretically you have access to all four networks. Not at the same time, but it will find the best two connections for you automatically, which is, I think is really, really, really something. What a lot of our customers will do, as Neil also said, whether they're using a larger camera, like an ENG camera, or a small SLR or prosumer camera, you can pick up the microphones from the camera. That would be embedded in the SDI or the HDMI. But maybe you wanna, maybe there's wind, maybe there's background noise. You might wanna put a lapel mic on the talent, and the lapel receiver could plug into one of these analog audio inputs. So you can mic your talent. You could actually have two lapel microphones. You have two sets of talent. You're doing an interview. They're on wireless mics, so the audio on them is really clear, and then feed that into the analog inputs.
And, you know, so as far as what will it do? It'll do a lot. It really has pretty much the full feature set of our broadcast solutions. You can do live. You can record files locally. You can do live and record. And we actually have two different encoders within the air. One handles the record, one handles the transmit. And why that's important is if you're recording the stream, you know, depending on what's available is going to depend on what resolution and what bandwidth you're going to be transmitting at. So if you're in a tough environment and the, you know, yes, you're getting the picture through live or on the first pass, but it's, you know, resolution's a little lower, it's dropping down to 4 meg instead of 6 meg, the local recording is always full resolution. So then you can easily just forward it right afterwards. But so it'll, as I said, live record, it will then forward the files. You can do that record and simultaneous forwarding, moving the files over to the Stream Hub. You can also record on the Stream Hub. There's 100 gig of storage that comes with the cloud instance, so you can record there, and so you've got file capability as well.
I think other solutions in this price point either don't record, or if they do record, they're recording the live transmission. And then, as Neil stated, if you're, you know, in a cellular challenging area, dead spot, yeah, your live transmission might be a little soft, a little lower resolution. God forbid there is a dropout. You have a full res copy that you could rebroadcast or retransmit.
Right, and that would be the perfect citizen journalist application where, you know, there's a huge fire or some disaster, right? You know, people at the news directors, they're not going to care that it's choppy. It's, you know, hey, it's live, it's happening, it's crazy. You know, I've got the first video. And then for the next replay, you know, then you forward it. And, you know, in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they're showing the full res, you know, on the next clip that's not live.
Right, right. So, right. It's very powerful.
You know, again, most of this we touched on the basic specs on it'll do pretty much any broadcast resolution, SDI, HDMI in, two stereo pairs, four mono pairs, and the XLR, mini XLR in, which we provide an adapter. And it's, you know, so XLR in for analog audio.
Yeah, if you don't want to deal with the mini XLR, Vidovation and Abbey West provide an adapter to full size.
The SST, and again, this is really the differentiator. Is, you know, the ability to get a signal through. The Be On Air kind of takes us from the simplest level, which is an iPhone app. You know, I'm running around with my iPhone, but instead of, you know, just, you know, basic streaming with my iPhone, I've now made this a piece of broadcast equipment. And I can actually get into it and remote control it from the Stream Hub receive side. It'll bond my cellular connection with a Wi-Fi connection. So even with it, I can get two connections and then you maximize that bandwidth. And that's what SST does. You know, makes the most of any available bandwidth that's there. If you're in a challenging environment or if you're in a crowd of 100,000 people. The Air clearly takes it further than the phone, and with that you get, you know, high performance up to 4 modems of, you know, getting that signal through, and it'll perform in very challenging cellular environments. And, you know, the SST, that's the magic sauce. It's very efficient, aggregates the different networks, and everything comes into play. You know, sometimes it's really easy. You know, I mean, there are devices and there are times where it's really easy to stream a high quality, low latency video stream. But then all of a sudden, you know, packets start getting lost. And, you know, when you have a challenge, whether it's an unmanaged network or a cellular network, that's when the whole world changes. That's when the, you know, little plastic box that you can get for $150 at, you know, Best Buy, you know, shows the difference between that and, wow, you know, this is really, you know, nobody else can even make phone calls and I'm getting this video out. Right. And we do that a number of different ways, and we'll go through in, you know, I believe we've got another slide talk about the RF connectivity and antennas and things like that.
Well, one of the things Neil and I hear every day is like, well, when I did the test when the football stadium was empty, I got a great signal, but then when the 80,000 fans showed up, it didn't work so well. Well, now the stadiums are empty, but hopefully eventually the stadiums will fill back up. So yeah, it's in those situations where you really need this technology. Yep. Here's some pictures of people's setups. It looks like iPhone, different holders and mounts for the Mojo Pro app on a phone. Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, on the Mojo Pro on the phone, we've done iOS for a long time. And when I was previously, like 8-9 years ago, when I was previously in the business, I learned then, you know, the challenge was, you know, with iOS, I've got iOS to deal with. With Androids, we had all these different operating systems and things were tweaked for individual phones, and you know, you would need a team dedicated just to writing drivers, you know, because new phones coming out. I guess that's stabilized a bit, you know, and there's, you know, more standardization across Android, but the iPhone and with the cameras on it, you know, it looks fabulous. So yeah, and it's fully functional. You can do live, record, forward. There's editing capability, basic editing capability on the phone itself. You know, of the recorded and then, you know, forwarding it on. And then the Air.
No, this is about the Stream Hub, I think. Yeah, the cloud.
Yes. Okay. So we've got, you know, the little deeper into what you get to see and how you manage the flow. In the middle is the Stream Hub. It's a cloud instance. It's one input and five outputs. And it's locked down for that on the Beyond Air. Beyond the Beyond Air, we have lots of flexibility, you know, of doing, you know, larger configurations in the cloud. And it comes with, I believe I mentioned earlier, 100 gigabit cloud storage, about 15 hours, you know, obviously depending on resolution. So you have your live inputs coming in. This shows the Air. You would have your live or file transfers coming in from that device or the Mojo Pro. You can preview and remote control, and there are, you know, quite a few camera capabilities, painting, things like that, that you know, depending on the phone are available. Monitor the RF connections and all that, and then route your outputs, manage your outputs on the back end. I believe the next slide is, yeah, extends on that. So again, here, you know, the workflow of where do you want to feed it? Again, if it's a, you know, if you're doing social media, have a channel, that sort of thing, you can feed five of them simultaneously. So whichever input comes in, you can have preset up to five different outputs, which, you know, we'll touch on later as a differentiator. And one of those could be, again, a broadcast receiver as well, you know, with full SDI. So there's, you know, a lot of flexibility, and pretty much once it's set, you're probably not going to be doing a lot of changing. It's just which output am I sending to today, or how many of them am I sending to today?
Yeah, I should add too, so on the right there are the IP outputs. They're very easy to set up. So usually what you need with a social media network or a CDN, you just need the URL, the stream key, and then sometimes you need a username and password, and all those fields are there. You pick the IP format, RTMP or HLS or whatever you need, and it's just, it's very, very easy to set up your IP outputs to the cloud and for over the top.
Right, and not just the cloud, You know, that could just as easily be four streams to four individual broadcasters that are bringing them in by IRD as well, right? So it kind of runs that gamut, again, from Facebook running around with your phone, you know, to doing real productions with the phones, to, you know, the highest level contribution with the Air.
Well, one thing I learned recently too is like Instagram is set up to only stream from your phone. And Yellow Duck now makes, I don't know if it's a hack or a workaround where now from a broadcasting platform like the Beyond Air, you can now go live to Instagram as well as Facebook. So you got to use this Yellow Duck kind of bridge or interface software to make that happen. So I'm sure a lot of you video bloggers, YouTubers out there will already know a lot of these things, but I just want to throw that out there. So these are some of the markets. I think we covered a lot of this. We're working with quite a few houses of worship. The churches were closed down in California, but I think the state Supreme Court overruled that now and opened up some of the churches. But of course, you got to adhere to COVID protocols, etc. But loss of revenue, loss of tithing is a big deal. And Beyond Air technology can be used to reconnect with your audience, reconnect with your attendees, your parishioners, as well as educate. So some of the key advantages here. This is a nice slide, kind of matches things up to what Beyond Air is doing compared to some of the other things that are out there.
Yeah, and it's the new world we live in, right? I'm not broadcasting. I'm just a guy sitting at home, But again, going to the not just the performance, but the feature set. And the depth and the overall capabilities. We know there are, there are boxes, like I said, that start from 150, you go up to, 1,000 in 2000. There's different, levels of economical performance and price performance point. And what we really feel here is that it's a good middle. We're in a good middle ground for people that want that cost-effective, versatile, high performance, higher quality. We have, in the field, we've got the transmitter and the app. Other offerings, it's just the transmitter. You don't have the phone app. And the phone app's really powerful. And really, we do, wouldn't you agree, Jim? There's some people working with it. They're like, they're not sure how they want to do it. And then they look at things and they end up using phone apps.
And it's very easy to use. You can add like a simple graphic, a lower third. You can put a little logo on it. It's a very, very cool app. And then on this top row we have hardware, but on the Beyond Air side it's broadcast quality hardware. It's not a plastic enclosure. It's not a plastic. It's rugged. It's going to last.
Right. So it really is between the two, between the app and the quality and the capability of the Air. It's a much, much broader solution to just, the hardware transmitters. Because one of the things on the app that I did want to make clear is you can have as many apps as you want. You can have, the app can be loaded on 100 phones. You can only use one at a time coming in. But that, doesn't mean that you couldn't have a lot more contributors.
That's a common question. I think other solutions, you got to pay for every app endpoint. So like Neil says, you could have 100 of these citizen journalists out there, but they can only broadcast live one at a time.
Right.
They could record and push the file later if the connection is not available. Right, that would be an option.
Which, as you can see, is kind of like the next, the next differentiator is, right. We do live record, file forward, live, the other units are just, they're live transmitters. We can go up to, 20 megabits per second and very low latency, less, 800 milliseconds, less than 1 second. Honestly, there's probably not a lot of reason to be transmitted at 20 megabits per second, but we can do it.
Maybe for sports, if there's higher motion. I know even with H.264, Turner, their goal was, even with HEVC, their goal was to transmit at 20 meg. So, right. You know, it's
four audio channels compared to two. And big one to me is the, you know, you five outputs that can effectively be anything compared to one. All different streaming formats, those outputs can, you know, be any format that you want. With the internal storage, so you know you can transfer files and play them out on the Stream Hub, manage them, or FTP, you know, pull them out. And there's unlimited cloud traffic for the cloud instance. That comes into play, especially on the downside. AWS and others make it really easy to get your stuff in, and it's really cheap. Because they want you in now, you got to use
it. Then you can't. Then they got your body. Then they got your handcuff.
Right, and they hit you on getting it out. So right. You know, you got unlimited in and out. So it's a broad offering. Offers a lot of features.
Well, I help a local church that's been shut down. So we've switched to a drive-in church, and for Christmas Eve service, we wanted to reach more of social media. So I did exactly this. I hooked to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, a couple of other places, all live at the same time. I set up the different profiles for each of the destinations. And the second I hit the live button on the air, everything broadcasted out automatically. It was just super easy to use, super easy to set up. Oh, there we go. So ordering guide.
And Jim, I don't know if you really want to, because it's got pricing.
Yeah, maybe I could speak to this.
Recapping what's in each package.
Yeah, so here's your bill of material. So you get the Air 220, which is a broadcast piece of hardware. It's H.264, which is still very respectable. Runs off AC/DC power. It includes use of an unlimited number of Mojo apps, but just one connection at a time. And then a year of the cloud is included. And that's a big point that Neil just mentioned, that it's cloud, but there's no bandwidth charge. I always assume my you know, because we're all working from home now, or we're all streaming at home, I'm always getting these warnings from Cox Cable that I'm going over my allotment. I thought I had an internet connection. I had unlimited. You've exceeded 10 gigs. You know, then there's going to be a bill for $50. So there's no hidden charge there that you can put push unlimited content to the cloud and pull unlimited out. There'll be no hidden charges on that. And then after the first year, you have to pay $9.45 to annually for the subscription. Support.beonair@abbywest.com. The product includes email support, got a 1-year warranty. And then these are some of the extras. So the some of our customers like to buy an extra battery. The battery inside is removable.
And we didn't really
the unit
talk about
charges
that.
It.
Right. We didn't really talk about that. I realized it's got a, you know, removable battery, chargeable. Inside, it's about the air. If you're running full blown, it's what, about 2 hours, Jim? But yeah, an external second battery with a charger, real easy to change it in and out.
Right.
The belt clip pouch. You really like those things, so I'll let you know. I'll let you talk.
Yeah, the pouch is included. If some of our customers. Like if it's a commentator and he's wearing the Avi West, the Air, you see the sling over his shoulder. So if you want to kind of hide it under a shirt, you can put the belt clip and, you know, like a lav mic transmitter or something, you can hide it in somebody's belt underneath their shirt or something.
Also has a quarter 20, doesn't it, right on the bottom?
That's correct. Does have a quarter 20 on the bottom.
Yeah, you can do anything with it, right?
There's some pictures on our website where it's mounted like on a hot shoe or an accessory shoe on the camera on the quarter 20. And then Neil spoke to putting a third and a fourth external modem in these USB ports on the side. That's at the bottom. For 173 bucks, you can get one or two USB modem, just to give you a little bit more connectivity. And then services and documentation. Once you're a customer, you can open up a support ticket online. You'll have a support account tied to your email.
You're going to need it a lot because it's really easy stuff works. But it's full. It's a full broadcast level portal where we've got user guides and firmware updates and you can get a lot of answers and what you need is there, and plus the level to be able to communicate and open a ticket and get responses there. Our support teams, they don't see anybody any different. They don't see French television with a 1200 units any different than citizen journalism, journalists coming in.
All of our customers are important. I should also add too, sometimes you ever buy some new widget on Amazon, it's made in China, and then you're really disappointed how bad the manual is. Right. AviWest has a couple of English-speaking people on staff. Their manuals are extremely well-written. Some of the best written manuals I've seen. There'll be a written description, and then for those of us that don't like to read, there'll be the visual, click here, circle, press here, circle. It's very, very, very well written. So 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to set these things up yourself, but the tech support is here to help you if you need us.
Yeah. And again, although it is email support, it's very different level of performance than, if you go buy a $300 box at Best Buy and get email support.
Right. And that support is 24/7. There are technicians globally around the world that are covering all time zones 24/7 to support you. And then you can see here, one nice thing too is AviWest, they do this with all their products. There's the quick start guide, and then there's the more thorough user guide. And 99% of the time, the quick start guide is all you really need. It's a couple of pages. It gets you started really quick, gets you familiar with the product. And then for those that want to do a deeper dive, there's the more thorough user guide. Let me send you folks before we're kind of winding down here. Let me see. What I'm trying to do is chat you the link to the product. It's not working. Well, I'll do it. Oh, there it goes. Tell you a little bit more about Vidovation, but certainly visit the Vidovation website. Neil and I and the Vidovation sales team were available to you anytime to help you, service your live streaming needs. Vidovation, we've been an AviWest partner for more than 6 years. Vidovation is a technology integrator, reseller, distributor. We integrate a number of different solutions. A lot of our customers, Neil and I and the Vidovation team just worked with a customer spinning up a new fishing tournament. And Vidovation is also a new tech partner. So we integrated, we bundled together the bonded cellular with the TriCaster. We have some microwave solutions, low latency microwave solutions that might do a hybrid approach, some bonded cellular with a more traditional workflow. So whatever your needs are, we'd love to hear from you. Consulting is a big part of our business. We help you design and implement a solution for just about any budget. So we keep your budget in mind. Here's a list of some of our customers. I'm sure there's some names here you recognize. If I've left somebody off, this is just a partial list. Consulting, design engineering, system integration, project management, warranty and support. Those are all things you can expect from Vidovation and our partners like AviWest. If you folks have any questions now or after the webinar, here's my contact information. Neil is very much involved. Me and my team speak with Neil, what, every couple of hours, or maybe it's every couple of minutes.
Pretty much.
We work very closely together.
Yes, a very good. Everything, you know, is a team approach. The way that I look at it is you get two rather than just, you know,
right.
just AviWest or Vidovation, and it combined, you know, right. We're just a team. And
Correct. All right, let me see it. So I think that's it. So if you folks have any questions, I don't see any questions. I guess you were too thorough, Neil. Everyone understands. So it's no questions. Right. But
actually, I have questions, but we're good.
Yeah. What we do, folks, typically, so today is Wednesday. We try to get the recording up by early next week. There'll be a copy of the PowerPoint deck. There'll be a video recording and a transcription of today's webinar. So if you want to share this with your friends and colleagues, certainly do check back on the Vidovation website. And thank you, Neil, for joining us today and laying some wisdom on us. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity to get the word out.
Yes. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.